there was routine hunger before what happened in Tunisia and Egypt as well.
Fred Macduff, a retired professor of plant and soil science, sounded the alarm in 2008 when hunger and food riots spread across the planet.
In 2008, corn, wheat, soybeans, the vegetable oils, including palm oil, and rice just shot up very rapidly. Rice, within a period of weeks, almost doubled.
As the United Nations now say that over a billion people, or one-sixth of humanity, are undernourished, there is some evidence that the crisis may be man-made.
There were headlines from 2002-2004 how the wheat was rotting on the docks in India, waiting to be exported as people were starving.
And Professor Macduff faults the current economic system for the food crisis.
It all comes down to an issue of food being a commodity in a market-type system. And under capitalism, you have no more right to food in general than you do to any other commodity. Okay, if you have money, you can purchase it. If you don't have money, what the economists say, you don't have effective demand. We have close to 3 billion people in the world living on less than $2 a day.
One of the reasons for the threefold price increases since 2006 is speculation.
Some people have grown disenchanted to have all their money in these financial gimmicks and games. So they want to invest in tangible, real goods, gold, land, corn, or soybean futures. You can still have sufficient supply, but it's getting a little bit tight, and the speculators see an opportunity, and they jump in.
Another factor in the crisis is the growth in so-called biofuel production.
You've had a diversion of food, crops, into fuel. In the United States, that's been corn into ethanol. In Europe, they're doing more biodiesel rather than ethanol, and the biodiesel is made from soybeans, rapeseed, canola, or from oil palm. The Europeans want their green fuels, so in Indonesia they're cutting down forests, rainforests, to plant oil palm to supply the Europeans with the palm oil to make biodiesel. And other countries are buying up land in Africa in order to produce biofuels for the European market.
Rural depopulation and the global industrialization of agriculture, said William Camacaro from the New York Bolivarian Circle, has led countries like Venezuela in 1999 to develop legal frameworks to foster sustainable food production.
The Article 2nd, relating to the purpose of the law, said protecting biodiversity and ecological processes, ensuring a safe and healthy agricultural environment. And the Article 49 said this law is for the purpose of the transformation of social and economic model of the nation.
But the progress has been slow. And in 2010, the state-owned Venezuela Agricultural Corporation was created to turn the tide of food imports and encourage local production. For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.